Chapter 3. Renouncing the Love of Power for the Power of Love. Gilbert Bilzikian. I know by experience that there can be superficial reasons for adhering to a hierarchical view of relations between men and women in church and home. As a new believer, I was shown isolated statements in Scripture to convince me that the subordination of women to men was willed by God. This concept did not square with my new experience of an inexhaustibly gracious God who loved His children equally and desired the best for all of them. Nevertheless, out of a desire to be loyal to the Word of God, I accepted the idea as one of the inscrutable mysteries pertaining to the will of God. I told myself that although this teaching about hierarchy within the most intimate relation among humans did not seem to make sense now, perhaps, through some supernatural permutation, things might eventually work out for the best. There was no hierarchy between my best friend and myself. I wondered why God would want me to treat my future wife as a subordinate best friend. The more I advanced in the study of the Word of God, the more baffled I became at the suggestion that God would divide His people right down the middle, half chiefs and half Indians. Even more astounding was the proposal that this hierarchical separation was based on gender differentiation without concern for individual suitability in handling authority or for some sort of cerebral evaluation and for issues of personality traits. Leader if male, subject if female. Such a simplistic separation seemed to violate what I was learning about the character of God and about the flow of His redemptive activity through history. I knew that much more was required of a candidate for office manager in a grocery store than simply checking the male-female box on the job application form. It was a long process of arduous and reverent study of Scripture that finally led me to the conclusion that this popular treatment of gender, which I had accepted too easily as truth, was an institutional aberration. It was the same kind of error as the loss of the doctrine of salvation by grace had been for the church during 1,000 years of its history. Since I have told in my book Beyond Sex Roles, the story of